Diamond Jubilee, The Fall, 2009 CCB Convention, by Mike Keithley and Roger Peterson. Editor's note, this report is a combination of two articles in the December 2009 SBCB and Touch newsletter. From Mike. Celebrating 75 years of advocacy and service, we return to Fresno, where CCB was born in 1934. The convention, hosted by the Greater San Joaquin Valley Chapter, was held October 29 through November 1 at the Fresno Radisson, and I found navigating the hotel to be easier than expected. I tend to feel like I'll never learn this layout with the unavoidably complicated floor plan description, but I was doing okay by the time the convention was over, as usual. I especially appreciated the Starbucks. I arrived Wednesday afternoon, so I could have a relaxed dinner, talk to people, check out the free wireless internet access, go to Betterly, and explore after breakfast. The first event I attended was the Thursday afternoon technology committee presentation. People from Apple never arrived, but Peter. Page 14. Cantison needed demos of Apple's iPhone and voiceover systems, which I couldn't understand because someone disconnected the ALD transmitter. But the history show and tell presentation by Noah Runyon was very entertaining, as the ALD transmitter was then working. As I'm on the board of the Braille Revival League of California, BRLC, I attended its board meeting just before the CCB's public board meeting, which lasted almost 5 hours. Although these meetings are always long, it's worth the effort to stay attentive and stick it out. For example, about 45 minutes were spent reading minutes from several board meetings, and this droning time really did help me keep perspective as to what CCB's leadership is up to. The treasurer's report was revealing too. Although income from investments was better than expected, CCB is still on a deficit track, and this is becoming a serious restraint to services. For example, the board broke with tradition and decided not to send delegates to ACB's 2010 legislative seminar. Instead, chapters and affiliates will be encouraged to send their own delegates and aggressively deal with local issues. It was also decided to have the Fall 2010 convention in San Diego at the San Diego Marriott Hotel in La Jolla. The spring convention will be at the San Francisco Airport Crown Plaza Hotel in Burlingame. CCB's history was a major theme of the convention, and Friday's first general session started with a presentation from Sharon Higgle, curator of the Fresno Historical Society. We learned about the development of the San Joaquin Valley and Fresno. But the high point for me was the presentation by Kevin Walsh, staff engineer, Fisker Automotive, Irvine, California, where we learned that manufacturers producing hybrid cars seem to be paying attention to the lack of noise from these vehicles at slow speeds. We heard several noises, lion and leopard growls, being studied for their effectiveness. I came away thinking that these exotic noises could actually be a distraction rather than helpful. I attended the President's Dinner with its panel, moderated by Kathy Skivers, of presidents from chapters that date back to the beginnings of CCB. From this perspective, SBCB is a youngster. The Friday evening general session featured another historical presentation from the History Committee and a captivating talk by Camilla Riding, CCB's intern from Denmark. Page 15. About the living conditions of visually impaired people in that country. And then there were the elections, where Donna Pomerantz was re-elected as second vice president, Linda Perel was re-elected board member, both Linda and Donna had previously been elected to fill vacancies, and Dan Kaiser and Foster Brown were elected as board members. Incumbents, Gabe Griffith, secretary, Jerry Arakawa, and Peter Pardini, board members, were also re-elected. Ann Kaiser and Richard Ruda were retiring from the board, and were thanked for their service. I was up early Saturday morning to attend the membership PR breakfast, where the focus was on getting sponsorships for chapter fundraising projects. Unfortunately, I was hampered by the acoustics of the room, but I know that strategies such as discussions with management and press, page 16, releases were mentioned. Saturday morning is my time to wander around the exhibit hall asking questions and examining products. I wanted to check out the iPhone, but I never found the Apple table. The highlight of Saturday's general session was the debate over one versus two conventions. The convention decided to keep the current semi-annual convention scheme, even though it was repeatedly pointed out that an annual convention would better fit CCB's deficit spending. The banquet featured conversations at my table, the prime rib cutting battle, I won, scholarship presentations, I was impressed with the quality of recipients' responses, and raffle prizes. I didn't win anything, alas. The wireless microphones were working well. I forgot to set my watch back an hour Sunday morning, and wondered why no one was in the restaurant at 6:30. I quickly discovered the reason, and just read email until friends arrived. Sunday's business meeting was taken up with the reading of resolutions, which will be summarized in the BC, along with a constitutional amendment to remove the residence requirement for membership. From Roger, here are my additional comments on the convention. I also traveled to Fresno on Wednesday and sampled a good and affordable Mexican restaurant that evening. One more note about cuisine, Bernice was born in Fresno, and we got Armenian bread, string cheese, and lamb adun from nearby merchants, which made for quick meals and snacks. A special guest at the convention was Paul Schroeder, Vice President for Programs and Policy, American Foundation for the Blind. Paul spoke once in the general session, once in the CAT/CCLV Friday morning session, and again at the banquet. An additional word about Noah Runyon's presentation on the history of technology, the stuff he brought was amazing. He had diverse braille, accent, and echo speech synthesizers, cube slate, and circular slide rule, and much, much more. A reel. Page 17. Blast from the past. At the banquet, I sat at the head table with Bernice, who presented an invocation including historical information about the Armenian community in Fresno. We saved one award from last spring's convention, a Distinguished Service Award for Mitch Pomerantz. He was not at the spring convention. We were all amused and pleased when Kathy Skivers won the $250 cash prize in the CCB sweepstakes after she had lobbied hard to get a cash prize included.